Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. I'm Belinda Janneke, and today with me in the studio, we've got Pieter Faber, who is a biokineticist and a small business owner. Thank you for joining us. And my first question is, why biokinetics? How did you get there?
So I've always had a big passion for sports. And through my sporting career, I also had a lot of injuries. And through that, I saw just the work that the biokineticists and the physiotherapists do for the players and how they get them back onto the field. So through that, I realized at a stadium in my life, I won't be able to play sport anymore, but I still wanted to be in the sporting environment and helping players get back onto the field. And that's how my love for helping people and getting into sport injury started. And the only way to do that is by becoming a biokineticist or a physiotherapist. So then I became a biokineticist.
Pieter, directly after university studies, you and a friend started a practice directly out of varsity. How?
So firstly, it was not my first choice. I actually wanted to go and work at a practice, but in Bloom, the opportunities were so scarce. So I started to look for job interviews all over South Africa, and I was touring through South Africa, going to Pretoria, Johannesburg, Vereeniging, searching for a place that I could become a biokineticist. But unfortunately, I didn't get a place that I loved so much. And in the process, my girlfriend at that time, she didn't want me to leave because we were starting to get a little bit serious. So her mother told me that we could rent a room in her guest house to start our own practice just so that I didn't have to leave. So I decided to do that. But like you asked, it's a big task because you obviously need a lot of money to start something up from the ground. So me and my colleague Ian, we actually got a loan from my mother. Because she knew it was my dream to work for myself and to own my own business. So she gave us a small business loan, and she said we can just pay her back as we get the money in the future.
And that's a wonderful privilege to have your mother then, you know, funding that for you. But of course, you had to pay it back. So yeah. How do you discipline yourself? How do you do that?
So the thing is, we had a very good business plan from the start. Me and Ian sat and we divided up a business plan stating all of the money we made, we're not going to use any of it. We're actually going to not take a salary for the first couple of months, 6 months to a year, only what was necessary because we were both living still at our parents' house. So we could actually still eat their food and get our laundry done. So we didn't need any of the income. So all of the money we made in the beginning, we just put that to pay back the loan that we made.
And then after 1 year, only 1 year, you already started a second practice. How did that happen?
So actually, we saw the opportunity on Facebook. And like I said, our practice was a very small one. It was a 40 square meter room, and we saw a lot of patients in there. So at the time, we saw between 4 and 6 patients in that little space. So we knew we were busy growing. But then the opportunity came up on Facebook, and we saw this magnificent place with an indoor swimming pool. And I told Jan, we just got a grab for it. And we actually went to the people that owned the space, and we also made a deal with them that they said we can use the space and we only have to pay them on a commission basis. So if we make X amount a month, we only have to pay about 10% of what we make for the first 6 months. And from there on, they would actually start asking us a monthly amount.
And did you then do your own marketing? How did you get these clients, or did you go out to doctors?
So that's the thing. We started off with business cards just like everyone else, and we went from doctor to doctor, from physio to physio, and we just went and told them who we were, what we are passionate about, and how we can help the patients, and then we just prayed that they would actually refer patients to our practices.
What skills do you then need to go out to doctors? Immediately in my head, it's people skills. What else?
Yeah, so obviously you've got to have a little bit of confidence because they're going to ask you questions and they're going to test you a little bit just to see if you actually know what you're talking about. So I would say confidence is one big thing. And then obviously you have to have the skill to communicate with people and also to listen to them and listen to their needs. We just saw a space in the market because where we started our first practice, there wasn't any biokineticists in the immediate area. So we took the gap in the market and we played on that to the physios and to the doctors, saying that patients in the area can just come to a practice that's actually close to their home. So it's convenient. So we played the convenient card actually a lot when starting our first practice.
And do you think there's now a bigger need for biokineticists out there? Is this an industry that's growing?
It's definitely an industry that's growing. It started out in South Africa, actually. And a couple of years back, like I said, when I was looking for a job, there weren't many vacancies in Bloom. At this moment, there's a lot of new practices growing, and people are only now just starting to realize what a biokineticist actually does. So now they can see what the need for it is, and they can see how it can help them. And now the word is traveling, and it's like a snowball effect. One guy's with a biokineticist, and he can see how his life expectancy or his life changed, and now he's referring all his mates and his mom and his friends also to a biokineticist.
In my head, if you have an injury, that is when I reach out to a biokineticist. What else?
So biokineticists, we focus a lot of orthopedic rehabilitation, but we also can help you with chronic illnesses. So people with type 2 diabetes, with congestion heart failure, any disease that you can think of, a biokineticist can actually help you with that. And then we actually help you a little bit in the, let's say, the general conditioning part of it as well. So we do weight management and weight loss as well.
How do you help these people?
So we start off by doing an evaluation on the person to check what their blood sugar levels are. For instance, a diabetic, we check what their blood sugar levels are and what the prescribed levels are where they want to be at. Then we also get a multidisciplinary team approach. So it's not always just the bio. We work hand-to-hand with dietitians. So the dietitian would recommend a healthy eating program. And when the diabetic gets to us, we make sure to test them before and after exercise so that we can prescribe the right amount of cardiovascular exercises for them to stabilize their blood sugar levels.
Peter, let's say what you studied and are currently doing is out of the question. What else would you have liked to do?
So I think it's a far-fetched dream, and every schoolboy has it, but I think I would have played professional rugby.
What can a person then do to prevent this? If there's now a rugby player out there and they are hearing your message, what can they do?
So you can get to a biokineticist because we do prehabilitation. So we also do a bunch of tests on you to see if there's any alignment problems, if there's muscle imbalances, and then we can specifically target that to make sure that your whole body is strong enough for the sport that you want to play. So we actually eliminate the risk of getting an injury or a re-injury.
And therefore, I don't just need my GP's approval. I can just go to a biokineticist.
You can just go to a biokineticist. We've lately been approved as primary health care providers as well. So you can come to us and we can also start and diagnose and see what exactly is the problem and how we can get to fixing it.
Peter, they say sitting is the new smoking. How do you feel about sitting on one of those Swiss balls?
So you can come to my practice any day. You can walk into my office and you'll see that I sit on a Swiss ball when I do my admin. But I'm not a guy that sits in front of the computer for 8 hours. So we've seen a lot of increases in people with bad posture. We call it rounded shoulders, forward head posture. And those people usually present with neck pain and lower back pain because of sitting in front of the computer for long periods of time. And it's not only the older generation, it's now started with the younger generation as well, because they're not playing outside anymore. They're actually sitting in front of the computer. So to get people just out of the seats, we just advise them with two or three exercises that they, because you can't stop them from working. They still got to sit and do the work. We try to teach them a lot about ergonomics. So that's just the way that your office is set up. Is your laptop at the right eye space? Do you have a comfortable chair that you're sitting? I mean, if you sit for 8 hours a day, you just got to invest into a proper chair that you're going to sit on. That's going to help your back for the rest of your future. Otherwise, you're going to be seeing me for a long time after that. So we look a lot at the ergonomics, and then we give people just three or four stretches and exercises to do just to assist with their posture. But obviously, if you sit for 8 hours a day and you only do the exercises once a week, that's not going to help your posture. So we would advise them to do their stretches 2 to 3 times a day while they're sitting at the chair. Just get up a little bit. All of them, you don't need any equipment. You can do the door stretch. You can do a little bit of squats. You can do a little bit of back extensions just to get your posture activated so that you don't slouch and create even more problems for yourself.
Look at me learning now a lot, because I'm one of those people who sit so much and then my physio account is so high.
Yeah.
So you can also then give some exercises, except for the stretches, to perhaps then even exercise these muscles so that we can sit up straight and better postures.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, by just using, we can maybe just give you a resistance band. And with that band, we can strengthen the internal neck muscles, the upper back muscles, the lower back and the glutes. And that will actually just help you open up your posture a lot. So that will prevent most of the pains you get from sitting in front of a desk for the whole day. And we can send those programs to you on Rehabit.
Excellent. So my appointment is already booked. I hope the listeners are also doing that. Everything sounds amazing, and I want to become a biokineticist. But I know that every job has its hiccups, its challenges. What is tricky for you in your role?
So one of the things that are tricky is convincing people that it's actually good for them, because not everybody likes to exercise. And unfortunately, we are exercise prescribing professionals. So we cure you through giving you exercises. It's not a pill or a juice that you can drink. It's not a quick fix. So unfortunately, it takes a whole process, and people build up weight for 3 or 4 years, and then they think they're going to just lose it in 2 or 3 weeks. So getting that person's mindset in the correct space so that they know it's going to be a journey, and it's not going to happen over 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to happen over 3 to 6 months. And if they stop, everything they work for is just going to relapse actually and go back to the way it was. So we have to actually convince people that they have to change their life to make life healthy lifestyle choices instead of just getting a quick fix for a couple of months. So getting the people in the right age space can sometimes be a challenge.
And everything out there on TikTok, on all these YouTube channels, shows us all these quick fixes. So how do you then convince these people that this is going to be a journey?
So first of all, I show them how I like to do it, and I show them my progress and where I've been. And then I also can show them a lot of progress pictures and progress that I have had with all my other patients in the past. And then I can explain to them that everything that you see on social media isn't always as it seems. Those people show you how to get abs in 30 days, but that guy has been eating correctly for 5 years and he's training twice a day just to sell something to you. So you shouldn't always believe what you see, but rather go to a professional that has helped people and can show you real results.
And on that point now of being online, during COVID or just after COVID, you started an online program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was actually something that happened in COVID. So if you work for yourself, obviously all the people that have their own small business, when COVID struck, all of us were on the same place. We didn't have any income. We couldn't buy our monthly stuff that we really wanted. So me and my colleague Ian actually just sat and we began an online challenge where we just sent programs out to all of our friends and took their measurements, and we made it like a little challenge. And the guy or girl who lost the most weight over the COVID period, 8 to 12 weeks, would win a prize. And then we actually just saw that it actually takes a lot of work to do something like that. And we just got thinking, how can we streamline this process? How can we get more people and help them online without them just having to come to our practices? And fortunately enough, my colleague's brother-in-law is an IT specialist. So we got him involved, and he just started writing programs and doing code and stuff I literally know nothing about. But at the end of the day, we created Rehabit. And that's an online-based platform where you can send programs to your patients. They can give you feedback on it. You can even do the rehabilitation side of it online. And now it's actually developed into a practice management system. So now all the biokineticists can use it just to streamline the admin and just to help the patients better.
I feel that you're going to tell me that networking played a role in this, because who is using your platform currently?
So at this moment, we're selling it to other biokineticists, because one of our main marketing tools is we are bios, and the product is made by bios for bios. So we go around all the universities, we go to each and every biokinetic practice, and we go sit down and we show them, listen here, you usually did it on Excel or Word, and we know we've done it like that. It takes a tremendous amount of time, and the admin side of biokinetics, nobody tells you about, because you see patients for 8 hours a day, and that's not including admin. So when you get home, there's all still a bunch of admin to still go and do. And we just showed them how they can streamline the whole process. So when you go home, you actually go home, and they just fell in love with it.
And this is one of the skills that I'm always trying to teach students as well, is find a solution to problems. And that's exactly what you did.
That's exactly what we did. We solved our own problems, and then we saw, okay, but this is actually a good opportunity, because we're solving not only our problems, but we're solving the whole field of biokinetics problems. And we just got it in front of their faces. And like I said, they just simply love it.
And a little bit of entrepreneurship, I can feel that as well.
Definitely, definitely. You have to work for it. Nothing comes easy. Okay. So obviously, Jed did the IT part on the back end, but me and Ian had to put in countless hours building an exercise library, running through the code with him, testing the product, retesting the product, looking for bugs, fixing the bugs, retesting the product. And at the end of the day, we have a product that we are proud of. And it's still not done, but it's something that you can actually use to your advantage.
So how do people reach out to you?
So people can find us at www.rehabit.co.za. That is our Rehabit page's name, or otherwise our biokinetics practice is faber-en-de-jager-biokinetics.co.za.
Thank you so much for this discussion. Let's go to some easy, quick questions. Coffee or tea?
I prefer tea.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet, definitely.
Remote or on-site?
Remote.
Every morning I...
Every morning I wake up very early, I drink a shake, and then I go to work.
My favorite word is?
Nog eeniekie, which means in English, just another one. Just a last rep.
Pieter, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And all of the best, and I've booked my appointment.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.